A Brave Victory, Chapter 5, Be a Beast. As Ari lay in bed, waiting for Mom to come say goodnight, she prayed for Keen's fears. God, help Keen to think about you tonight. Chase all those monster pictures out of his mind and show him that you are bigger than his fears. Amen. When she opened her eyes, a moonbeam was shining through her window onto a poster of Olympic champion Gabby Douglas, illuminating her quote, "Always be courageous and strong, and don't fear. You've got to be confident when you're competing. You've got to be a beast. I give myself a pep talk and visualize the routine. I tell myself, I can do this. Let's go." "Look, Mom," Ari pointed to the moonbeam as she entered her room. "I was just praying that God would help Keen with his fears, and when I opened my eyes..." She suddenly burst into tears as she realized that she, too, needed to know that God was bigger than her own fear, the fear of failing. "I want so much to be strong and courageous, but I'm too afraid. I fail every time." Mom pulled her close and spoke gently, but firmly. "Ari, this is what the Bible says. God is able to do much more than we ask or think, through his power working in us." When Gabby said, "You've got to be a beast," maybe she was thinking of herself as grizzly bear. Grizzly bears get irritated very quickly and attack any animal that seems like a threat. Many people believe a grizzly can beat any animal in a fight. Courage is like the grizzly bear, and fear is like the enemy. Courage isn't something you feel. It's something you do. You attack fear, just like the grizzly attacks other animals. A grizzly bear never says, "I can't." He believes he can. Believe you can overcome fear, Ari, because God's immense power is in you. Later that week at practice. "Wow, Ari," exclaimed Miss Jenna, her beam coach. "Those were some amazing backhand springs." After some high fives, Ari repeated to herself the phrase she had been saying ever since she walked into practice that day. "I can do this. God is with me, so let's go." It was time for bars. After a 2-week break, Ari was nervous. The voice of fear immediately began its verbal attack against her. "Failure, you stink at bars." Ari reached into her gym bag to get her grips. But what she pulled out immediately drew the attention of all her teammates. "He's so cute! Where did you get him? Oh, can I hold him?" Ari was speechless. She held up a cute, furry grizzly bear with a heart-shaped note around its neck. "Be the beast. Be strong and courageous. God is with you." She scanned the bleachers and found Mom, Dad, and Keen all smiling and waving. "What's his name, Ari?" asked Miss Terry. Ari thought for a minute. "Brave. His name is Brave. And I'm going to take Brave with me wherever I go to practice or meets from now on." She set Brave on the resi pit so he could watch her. "Today I'm recording skills with my iPad," announced Miss Terry. "You'll get to pick what you want to do, then see what needs fixing." As Ari moved through each station, images of her falling and sensations of fear haunted her. But when she saw Brave, he reminded her of the words on the note. "I can do this. God is with me, so let's go." "Ari, you're next," called Miss Terry. Later that night, Ari was hugging Brave when Dad came to say goodnight. "I just love this bear," she beamed. "He helped me be a beast today. Well, mostly. Miss Terry spotted me, but I did do 5 flyaways, though they looked pretty bad on the iPad." Her voice trailed off. Dad felt her fear of failure taking over and quickly interrupted.